And I know that my role here is not to get into the weeds too much on tax law, but I'm going to try to hit the highlights and prioritize my topic for a couple of things. One, this conference is on LPs and LLCs, so I've tried to think of specific issues that are most relevant to that choice of entity. And then I'm also going to try to focus on things that have changed or that are changing or that are in flux that would be really good for the business lawyers to be able to issue spot on. And so that's my prejudice today. When we first, I think, put me on the program, one of the reasons we did that was because the legislature was here this spring, and the idea was that there's very often tax legislation that comes out of that, and if there is, we need to be on top of it. There was a lot of property tax legislation that was introduced. Very little of it actually passed. There's still one important property tax bill that's on the interim list for the special session. Right now, there's nothing that actually passed. But that's a major change to your practice. So with that in mind, the three things I want to do today. First, I want to cover what we do have as an update for legislative and judicial and regulatory things that are important enough to hit the radar screen for your practices. The second thing I want to go to are changes that are either have happened or are happening in mergers and acquisitions of entities like partnerships and LLCs. And things that, from the state tax standpoint, you don't have to be an expert in, but you should be able to spot that there really are some issues. And things that other states are doing are causing these issues to be more complicated and a little bit more dangerous than they have.